Harry, Ron and Hermione didn't speak to each other at all until they came to a halt in the entrance hall, which seemed very cold and gloomy after the grounds. "We've got to go to Dumbledore," said Harry. "Hagrid told that stranger how to get past Fluffy, and it was either Snape or Voldemort under that cloak. It must have been easy once he'd got Hagrid drunk. I just hope Dumbledore believes us. Ferenczi might back us up if Bane doesn't stop him. Where's Dumbledore's office?" They looked around, as if hoping to see a sign pointing them in the right direction. They had never been told where Dumbledore lived, nor did they know anyone who had been sent to see him. "We'll just have to..." Harry began, but a voice suddenly rang across the hall. "What are you three doing inside?" It was Professor McGonagall, carrying a large pile of books. "We want to see Professor Dumbledore," said Hermione rather bravely, Harry and Ron thought. "See Professor Dumbledore?" Professor McGonagall repeated, as though this was a very fishy thing to want to do. "Why?" Harry swallowed. "Now what?" "It's sort of secret," he said, but he wished at once he hadn't, because Professor McGonagall's nostrils flared. "Professor Dumbledore left 10 minutes ago," she said coldly. "He received an urgent howl from the Ministry of Magic and flew off for London at once." "He's gone," said Harry frantically. "Now? Professor Dumbledore is a very great wizard, Potter. He has many demands on his time. But this is important. Something you have to say is more important than the Ministry of Magic, Potter?" "Look," said Harry, throwing caution to the winds. "Professor, it's about the Sorcerer's Stone." Whatever Professor McGonagall had expected, it wasn't that. The book she was carrying tumbled out of her arms, but she didn't pick them up. "How do you know?" she spluttered. "Professor, I know that someone's going to try and steal the stone. I've got to talk to Professor Dumbledore." She eyed him with a mixture of shock and suspicion. "Professor Dumbledore will be back tomorrow," she said finally. "I don't know how you found out about the stone, but rest assured, no one can possibly steal it. It's too well protected." "But Professor..." "Potter, I know what I'm talking about," she said shortly. She bent down and gathered up the fallen books. "I suggest you all go back outside and enjoy the sunshine." But they didn't. "It's tonight," said Harry, once he was sure Professor McGonagall was out of earshot. "Snape's going through the trapdoor tonight. He's found out everything he needs, and now he's got Dumbledore out of the way. He sent that note. I bet the Ministry of Magic will get a real shock when Dumbledore turns up." "But what can we..." Hermione gasped. Harry and Ron wheeled round. Snape was standing there. "Good afternoon," he said smoothly. They stared at him. "You shouldn't be inside on a day like this," he said with an odd twisted smile. "We were..." Harry began, without any idea what he was going to say. "You want to be more careful," said Snape. "Hanging around like this, people will think you're up to something. And Gryffindor can't really afford to lose any more points, can it?" Harry flushed. They turned to go outside, but Snape called them back. "Be warned, Potter. Any more nighttime wanderings, and I will personally make sure you are expelled. Good day to you." He strode off in the direction of the staff room.